This is the Audio Swarm Podcast.
Hitting the business objectives that you want to hit.
We'll just make sure that you're staying up to date with the latest trends.
We actually care about what we're talking about.
Hey gang, welcome back to another episode of the Audio Swarm Podcast. We've got your Nectar digital marketing team here. I've got our resident woodsmith, Justin Oxner.
What up?
I've got our media strategist, Matt Anderson.
Yo.
And myself, Andy Wolf. We're going to go ahead and talk in depth here about some tools to help you perform your day-to-day operations better when promoting your brand online. Obviously, if you've listened to any podcasts in the past from us or been on our website, checked us out at all, you know this is kind of what we do. We help you plan out your attack on all your campaign, social media, email, help you get your brand out on a website. So we kind of focus in the digital world a lot. And so we use tools to help us do that and be organized as a company, as a team, keep, you know, communications open, make sure that everyone knows we're on the same page, what page we're on, and other tools that kind of help us to, you know, get rid of some of the noise. There's a lot of noise in the digital world and a lot of different ways to do things. But these we found from using some of them, and from researching, knowing other people that have used these tools on a day-to-day basis. So we want to kind of talk about some of these things in this first episode. We're going to break this down into two volumes. This will be volume one. And we're going to talk today about MailChimp, which we use as our email platform. We're going to talk about Ryke, which is a day-to-day task management system organization for your team. We're going to talk about Trello. We'll talk a little bit about Typeform, and we'll also talk about Uber Suggest. So those are kind of the ones we're going to talk about. First things first, guys, let's jump in with one we use on a day-to-day basis, MailChimp. So MailChimp is an email marketing platform. I'm sure some of you out there have at least heard of this company. Maybe some of you already use it. If not, I would recommend using it. They have a free option, forever free plan, based on how many users or emails you send out. So bigger and bigger you get, the more emails that you're acquiring, the bigger your lists are, then you'll have to go into the paid plans, which is okay. The more emails you get and the more you're sending out, that probably means business is good. So, you know, it's nothing too out of reach price-wise, which is nice. You've got the free option. They've got paid plans. I know the next level up for basically doubling how many emails you send out goes up to $10 a month. So incredibly affordable. You could pay annually, pay monthly. The options are pretty endless there when it comes to that. But Matt, Justin, let's talk about what MailChimp does a little bit here. What's kind of our main use?
Yeah, I kind of break down into maybe some different categories. There's one where we use it to tie into our website, right? And it's, and maybe it comes down to the why the whole time. You want to be able to create an email that looks really nice, can be visual, buttons on it so that people can click, go to get more information. Pretty much any time where you don't think, you know, writing up just a normal email in your email tool, whatever it's Outlook, Gmail, whatever it is, when you don't think that's going to be enough, just text kind of to grab someone's attention, that's where MailChimp comes in. So going back to website, if you want to be able to do automatic emails from the website after someone downloads a form, as an example, or you just want to send a nice looking email out to someone, or if you want to start up a regularly occurring email newsletter, right? You can go in there and you can design, you can send it out from there.
Awesome. Yeah, that's kind of the cool thing about MailChimp. It's very customizable. It's very user-friendly. It's that drag-and-drop system yep. people getting used to nowadays. I know some website platforms utilize that same system,
yep.
which is making it easier and easier for the small business person to utilize and to operate pretty efficiently. I mean, there's some in-depth stuff you can do, and it comes down again to, you know, monitoring, testing, making sure you're doing things to see what's working and what's not, and seeing who's opening emails and things of that nature. So it does offer those free analytics with it, which is kind of cool. It shows you, you know, once you create that email, moving on to the analytics side. What kind of some of the things do you look for on the analytics that it offers, Justin?
You can look for open rate first. You can look at click-through rate. Anything that shows that the people are actually receiving your email, looking at it, and interacting with it or following the link to your website if it's driving traffic or what it's trying to do, or if it's linking to certain articles that you've written and are shared somewhere and you're trying to get that information out to people. So it can kind of track some of that and give you a feel for how well it's doing, how well people are interacting with these, if you're connecting with them as you're intending to do.
Awesome. I know when it comes down to like your brand, it's really cool. It integrates your brand colors. You can, you know, depending on what your fonts are, I know you can kind of upload or download your fonts to that. Yeah. I know we've done that as well for our brand.
It's really customizable. It's got an easy designer, and you can create templates on there so that you can just go back to certain ones. If you've got that newsletter, a monthly newsletter that Matt mentioned, you can save a template for that. So it's got the same form and layout each time. And then it's really just editing from there, drop in boxes, drop in pictures, and it'll have that same look and feel because it's in that same template. And with the Easy Designer, like you said, you can brand it your own, make it with your logo, its colors, and change the text however you need to. And when you go to send these types of things out, you can also customize it so that if you've got a good list and it's got the people's names, you can bring in each person's individual name.
First name, last name, yep.
Personalization of it as you go as well.
The meta tag side. Awesome. Yeah, that is a pretty cool feature. Instead of getting that traditional, you know, or when you're creating the email for yourself and you have to put in, you want to send it out to multiple people.
Right.
You got to put it in the blind CC, or you got to put it in the, you know, so they don't, not everybody's seeing all the emails. So you got to create that list, copy, paste, do all this other stuff. And then you lose that personalization. You know, when you're sending it, you don't just say, hey, all, or everybody, or whatever. This
or just
takes
hello
that away. Or just hello.
Very generic. Yes. Hello.
So in this platform, it allows you to put in that meta tag, first name, last name. You can create Mr. with the last name, or Mrs., or you can just do hello with the first name and personalize it however it fits your business. So that side of it is actually really unique, and really sets you apart. So it creates that professionalism that you're looking for in that email.
And it leads right into lists, because if you're pulling from a list and it's got that good data in it, the customer name or whatever, you can create those lists in there, and it can help you segment a list to send to just a cross section of it, or it can help you manage multiple different lists. So you can have that type of stuff live in there. And of course, you want to make sure everybody's opted into these emails, so you're not just blind spamming certain people, but it'll help you manage those approved lists and those that good list data that you've acquired.
I was going to say, part of the list management is the, you know, like the Can Spam Act.
Right.
On emails it sends out, it says, you know, there's got to be something in there for people to unsubscribe.
Right.
So you can use MailChimp to send that out. If they click on subscribe, then it comes back, tells you, removes them from the list. So it helps. Kind of like what Justin says, it helps manage your list and keep it clean so you don't run into a situation where you are spamming a bunch of people, getting marked as spam, and all of a sudden you're blocked from service.
That'll end up defeating the purpose, and you don't want to get blacklisted.
Right.
That's something you don't want to do when you're trying to promote your brand. You want that to blow up positively for you. The MailChimp platform being, you know, we've kind of covered the main things it does, but understanding that it's a tool that is easily customizable, can fit your brand, helps you to store templates that are easily accessed in the future, create lists, which that's the inevitable goal in email marketing, create those lists so you can consistently contact people. And then understanding it's a free platform at the base level and can really help you to segment your customers and to, you know, put together a plan of attack moving forward. So that's kind of MailChimp. We use that day to day. The automation is phenomenal.
Yeah, the automation also allows you to schedule things out. Sure. So you can set it for a certain time. Like if you've got that monthly email newsletter example, you can schedule that to go out the first of every month as long as you've been in there and edited everything and set it up how you want it to beforehand. So
yeah,
I didn't want to forget the scheduling
aspect.
No, that's
a good point. That is good before we move on to the next tool that'll help you out. That's big, being able to send out that monthly newsletter. Maybe it's biweekly, maybe it's weekly, whatever it is you set up. You can put that in the parameters, which ties into that automation side, which again, like we use for our website, when people opt in to get information, they automatically get a professional email out the gate. So even if we're sleeping, somebody contacts us late at night, they're getting a follow-up. That's the professional side. So the automation, the customization, all of it is really unique, and there are other companies out there, other platforms that you can use. That's the one we use in particular, and we found to be pretty beneficial. But Moving on, another tool that we found is pretty cool, pretty efficient to use is Rike. For those that haven't used that in the past or ever, maybe you use it, I'm not sure, but Rike is a task management platform. I know, guys, we use that too when we're creating a website or, that being that's what we do, whatever your task is within your business. It helps you pretty much collaborate with your entire team and to create those tasks, delegate tasks, set up time frames, when is this supposed to be done, put checklists in each of these tasks that people can get accomplished. I know I kind of started bringing this in. I used it at a past job venture, and I liked it for what we did. It kept, my business partner at the time informed on all the changes I'd made. What did you guys think of it as we used it out the gate here?
I thought it was pretty nice. It kind of gave multiple options to keep tasks organized and manage those tasks and even assign them specifically to say, okay, who's in charge of this, who's in charge of that. It let you log in different opportunities. It let you log in different contacts. So you could say so-and-so is part of this organization with this opportunity for us. And it let us kind of see that in a nice format and helped us follow along and keep that organized.
Yeah, I think as with any software, it took a little while for me to just get used to the interface the flow, because I know I've worked with different workflow manager type tools before in the past, so it was a little different than those. But once I started to get the hang of it and knew kind of how to work it, I think it worked very well.
Well, and I think the cool thing is, the first two we're talked about here, MailChimp and Rike, they both have apps on your phone, so you can kind of keep up to date with those apps on your phone at all times. So it's always with you. If you don't have your laptop, you're not at the office. And what's cool is the notifications that you can set up, like specifically for Rike. If everybody in your partnership or your team has the Rike app, anytime there's something added, it pops up on your phone like a regular notification, like a text message, like anything like that, whether you get an email, ESPN notifies you on who won the game, that kind of concept. So that is another beneficial piece to that. So we just found that Rike was really kept us on track. So if that's something you're struggling with in your small business, is the organization or how to delegate, that's really a cool way of creating multiple different users that you can say, okay, this person's in charge of this, you're in charge of that, myself, I'm in charge of this. Keep yourself on track, kind of a deal.
Yep, and it kind of flows really nicely into the next one that we're going to talk about here, which is Trello.
Trello.
Which is another workflow management tool. I would say there's some similarities, yet differences from Rike. Trello really is just to kind of manage that type of information that's happening. It shows everything in columns. You can customize it to title of the column. It could be a type of work. It could be a date range. You can use it as a calendar and go into those things. You can label each card that you would put on there. You can assign people to it, so you can assign tasks. It gives the same type of alerts as Rike does, so it's very similar to that type of thing. But it's got a lot of similar customizations for maintaining the tasks that are at hand. That you're working on in your business.
So with Trello, what would you say the main use is? Like, I know we use it. What is the main use we use it for? Because I know, like you said, it's got similarities to Rike.
Right. Yep.
So it just depends on which fits your business better.
Right.
I know we use Trello for our social media posts mainly, right?
Yes. Yep. We'll do it to schedule out social media. And for us, we can give it a tag and add the tag as a different color. So we can tag it for Facebook and Twitter and Instagram or whatever platform we're sending it out on. And then we can give it a date that it's going to be due, and we can give it a time and title it, and we can put all the information in there, and we can assign it to each other to follow up on. But we usually schedule it into columns, because that's how it kind of works, is it shows columns of different cards that you've created, which each card is kind of a task. So we'll put a post as each social media post will be its own card. And then we will say, this is going to go out on these channels, which is those color customized tags. And we'll put the time and the date on it. And then we can kind of organize each column as a different week. And we can see weekly what's happening on social media for us. And we can assign it to each other. And it'll show the little icon of who's assigned to it and whatever. So we can follow along and say, okay, we're scheduled with, five different posts for this topic this week. This next week we've got this. This next week we've got this. And we can kind of schedule out that way.
Awesome. So I mean, and that it's the way you look at things. So if you have trouble with organization, and the cool thing about Trello is it's organized in such a way that's easy to look at, the color coordination, mm-hmm. The main big board that you can kind of put everything on one page and see it all at once. So I know for me, sometimes with organization, you can get bogged down with so many different things at once. But if I can see it all and see the big picture, it helps me in making sure things get done efficiently.
And you can filter it out too. There's even, you dive into Trello more, you can go into filtered view. Yep. So say you only want to see the projects that has your name on, Andy. So say if we have it full of a whole bunch of different stuff, you can filter it out by the different categories, dates, and people assigned to. So.
Sure. You know, Trello, Reich, those kind of things are organizational templates, things that'll help you keep on track and get your jobs done, where MailChimp is your, you know, down to the nuts and bolts on why and help email marketing and get your brand out there efficiently and professionally. All of that stuff said, in order to really get the most out of your digital marketing, we've had podcasts in the past that we talked about content creation. We know how hard that can be and coming up with headlines and keywords. So the next one we wanted to talk about a little bit to help you with those keywords is Ubersuggest or Keywords Everywhere. I know some people use Google Keyword. These are just tools that can help you to find a better phrase, keyword, action word to get better traffic, get improved traffic for your headings when you're creating your content, essentially is what the goal is there. Why is that important, guys? Why do you need to find keywords, and why would these tools help us to find those?
You want to have good keywords so that when people are actually looking for you and they go to Google and type something in, that you actually come up, or the content that you put out that related to what they're looking for pops up. You get those keywords so that you're really attached to the audiences and what they're searching for.
Yeah, and it's a piece of the puzzle, like we always say, right? Like that's a big important piece, though, is to make sure you have the right keywords.
So the point of these platforms is they allow you to search different words. They allow you to look and see what people are searching already, and you can kind of base your headlines, your keywords in your content to increase your odds of being found or being seen or being read.
You're helping people find you.
That's the whole goal of you know, marketing in the digital world, is you want people to find you. And these tools, if you really dive in, it creates lists, it creates, you know, times of the day when people are on looking at different things. You can search by industries, you can search by, you know, whatever it is that your business model is, you type this all in and it breaks it down for you and shows you your most efficient. What are your competitors using? You can research that. Break down different lists, segment it that way. So it's kind of cool that you have those tools at your disposal, and they're free. So you just got to dive in and use them. So having said that, we'll move on to another one here, Typeform. Typeform is a survey tool, which I know for some of you, there's other options out there that you may have used. I use Typeform for this example. We also have the Squarespace website form generator that's native, which we use a lot, obviously, on our website. And when we're building websites, since we use that platform pretty regularly, that's the one we promote. But there's, you know, Typeform's an option out there. If it's something, if you're not a Squarespace user or you're not on another website platform, you need that kind of service, Typeform's there for you. So having a survey tool to be able to get in touch with your audience. You want to connect with them and find out what it is that they know. What do they want to hear about? What is it they are interested in? It can kind of just survey your target audience and figure out where you push your brand to get the best exposure. So being it's fully customizable, much like the MailChimp platform and some of these other platforms, you can customize it to fit your brand color scheme. Drag and drop essentially in that realm as well. And then you can create your quiz right there and then post it on multiple platforms. So tie it in with your website, tie it in with maybe your blog if you're on a blog, but it allows you to embed and then utilize if you're on WordPress, for example. There's a plugin for that as well. But let's try and explain to people the importance of what a survey would do for building your brand.
I mean, a survey helps show that you care what people think, right? So by you putting it out there, they fill it out and they're reaching out to you. The assumption is that you're going to do something with that, because why else are you asking for it? So it can help show that you are kind of reaching out. You do care about your customers. You are wanting to pick their brain, know what they like and don't like. And then quizzes, you mentioned quizzes, is just another way to help keep people learning about you, your product, keep them engaged. And I believe you can even add, you know, images and GIFs to quizzes to make them a little bit more interactive and engageable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of this is about feedback and improvement. You're getting feedback directly from your customers on how you could improve yourself, your brand, your business, and you take that feedback and you change things, you tweak things here and there, and try and make it a better offering for them. And it, when you show your customers you're going to try and be better for them, it's going to turn around and be better for you in the long run, because you're really catering to your customer what they want.
Absolutely. So, I mean, these are all tools out there for you to use. We just wanted to highlight a few of the ones that either A, we use or have seen worked and used by others that are efficient. And the goal here is just to give you information so you can make a better decision for yourself and find what works for you, and jump in, dive in, test them out, see how they work, find what works best for you. And if you need help with that, we're here for you. Give us a shout out, email us, contact us, send us something on Twitter at Nectar Marketing.
And then as like we said before, as you go through these and you find something you like, didn't like about it, like, always let us know. I mean, everyone's got a different experience with things when they check them out. So
yeah, and we might not even have covered some of the main things a lot of these do, but the idea, the understanding behind what they do, we kind of gave a brief overview. Keep an ear out. We're going to jump in to, we have maybe 5, 6, 7 other tools that we want to discuss that could benefit you. So we'll get that going on another episode in the future here. But thanks for listening, guys, and talk to you soon.